Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A story here from Channel 5. More Americans are now identifying themselves as preppers.
Oh, God.
And they're not just...
weirdos.
They're not just disaster-obsessed people. Mm-hmm. Corey Hubbard and his team at DEFCON Underground have been building underground survival bunkers for the past 7 years. Quoting here from Mr. Hubbard, a lot of people just have this feeling that things are getting worse and eventually something's going to happen. The Kansas City-based company offers several models. Its most basic is DEFCON 5.
I was going to say, how did they rank them? Because DEFCON 5 is the lowest DEFCON, by the way.
DEFCON 5. It is made of steel. It has air and water filtration, a sink, a stove, a toilet, beds, and storage. A family of three can survive in DEFCON 5 for up to 60 days. Mm-hmm. Hubbard says inquiries skyrocketed in 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine, the conflict that still continues today. I would say emails and calls jumped 500 to 600%, said Hubbard. Anytime Putin comes out and talks about nuclear weapons or tries to rattle, we get an uptick. Researchers have found that since 2017, the number of preppers in America has doubled to 20 million, and up to a quarter of them are actually people of color. Many of the respondents cited war, COVID, inflation, and political discourse as reasons to stock their home with essentials like food, water, and other life-saving supplies. I have done that.
Okay.
Well, okay, hold on. Prepping for the fall of society is one thing. Prepping for nuclear fallout is another, because if you have a bunker that's only big enough for a family of three to survive for 60 days,
you ain't gonna make it.
The second you open that bunker on day 60, you're all going to start dying slowly.
Right, right. I want to add one more. There's a difference between hunkering down in a bunker for the end of times, hunkering down in a bunker for some type of war, and then back up, hunkering down just because you're so afraid because you are watching too much infotainment, which is not news, that you have lost your mind. That's where this starts, you know. This starts
with Fox News,
with watching
CNN.
Those crazy Newsmax people go, the end is coming, it's coming, the end is coming. Just get offline.
Buy gold bullion.
It's way cheaper to just get offline than it is to create an underground bunker.
I am not a prepper.
No.
But I do have in the garage extra rolls. And I do this more for like a weather catastrophe more than...
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a...
an ice storm.
Yeah, let's be honest, guys. If there is a nuclear catastrophe, we're gone. It's over. You have Whiteman Air Force Base right down the road. You have Fort Leavenworth, which is stocked with military officers, literally 20 minutes away. We're dead. It's over. And no bunker is going to save you. So I've prepped for like a winter or weather catastrophe. I have like 12 extra rolls of toilet paper.
Very important.
Got to up your numbers, man.
One per month.
Well, that will get you through a month.
All right.
I have extra water bottles, and I have canned food in the basement.
Do you have a can opener?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course. What's the point of having canned food if you don't have
just a saying.
Can? Dana, you can't open the food without the can opener.
I would last...
one day.
Maybe two.
Maybe
probably
one.
Not.
Maybe one. You ever seen the movie The Day After?
Yes, I have. Or The Road, or any of those end of times.
You're not making it.
I've seen The Walking Dead. I would not fare well.
There is an interesting point from the text line. Why would you want to be trapped in a bunker for 60 days to come out and then die? Wouldn't you want to just go in the first wave?
Well, and here's, Sam, and I agree with that text, actually. Why would you even want to survive a nuclear holocaust? Why? What's the point?
So that in 60 days you can come out of your bunker, take one breath, realize that everything around you has been destroyed.
Die of radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
and suffer a very long and painful death when you could have been above ground and been vaporized in literally a matter of a tenth of a second.
It's a very upbeat Monday conversation.
I was going to say, it stresses me out just thinking about it. Why are we talking about this?
Because now we're going to talk about dead dogs.
There's nothing anyone is going to be able to do.
There's a guy in Kansas City who is selling bunkers.
Fear.
Well, yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, I just bought a panic attack alarm for my purse. So I understand the business
of fear.
Of fear. Right. 100% I understand that business. But not to the extreme of I'm going downstairs in the dark with some beans. That's not happening.
I'm only doing that if 14 inches of snow comes and I can't get out of the house.
Right.
If I turn on TV and I learn that Russia is dropping nuclear bombs in the United States.
You're running outside.
You're come exactly right. I'm getting a lawn chair. I'm getting a lawn chair.
Watch the light show.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right. I'm going to get a lawn chair and park myself in my driveway.
Case of beer. Here we go.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sobriety ended today. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798.
Do you have a bunker? Call it. They're not going to call in. I don't want anyone to know about my bunker. You can remain anonymous, bunker person. Bunker. Where does he hide the beans?
In the bunker. 586-7798.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.